songs about my grandparents.
I know in life I won't be satisfied unless I live my life with you. Don't wanna live one single day apart, I hope I die before you do. I know in life I won't be satisfied unless I live my life with you. Don't wanna live one single day apart, I hope I die before you do.
His name was Jake O'Brien, he was 17. Her name was Olive Finn, she was everything to him. She never even knew him till he walked up to her with a bouquet of petunias and a heart so pure. And she was so pretty, he thought she was the prettiest girl in Kilkenny. He saved every penny that he had working on the train track so he could buy a ring for her when he came back. And he dropped to his knee, said, "You could marry any man in Ireland, madam, but it's got to be me." But when she said no, he felt he had to go, so he traveled to America on a ferry boat. But then there was the void, cause she just couldn't live without him. She was sick without him, so she filled out immigration papers and showed up on his doorstep 30 days later and said,
"I know
yes.
In life I won't be satisfied unless I live my life with you. Don't wanna live one single day apart, I hope I die before you do. I know in life I won't be satisfied unless I live my life with you. Don't wanna live one single day apart, I hope I die before you do."
Yeah, they had four kids over 14 years and protected each one from the poor thing's fears and protected each other from the city. It was so cool in the backyard, watch the summer weather grow cool. And it was so pretty when fall came and transformed the whole entire city. And there was so much love within them that Olive said to Jake, "I'ma stay with you forever on one condition. We're passionate lovers. Every night we sleep with our backs to each other. We're half of each other. And I don't wanna sleep one night of my life knowing you aren't next to me hogging half of the covers. Promise me you'll let me die first. Cause I just couldn't live without you. I'd be sick without you. I'd be a devastated lunatic without you. You wanna make my life perfect, this is how to."
"I know in life I won't be satisfied unless I live my life with you. Don't wanna live one single day apart, I hope I die before you do. I know in life I won't be satisfied unless I live my life with you. Don't wanna live one single day apart, I hope I die before you do."
They got old, 80 plus years, and this was true love, not a day was unclear, cause this was true friendship. So even when the kids went to college, they kept the romance polished. Jake plus Olive, knifed in the backyard oak tree, lemonade, salad, butterscotch, roast beef. You know that old saying, pick your poison? Well, Olive was a smoker, and Jake, he was smoke free. So when it came down to it, lung cancer, chest tube, draining all the fluid, Olive on her deathbed, look him in the eyes, but she didn't even say a thing cause he already knew it. She closed her eyes and then she went through it. Her last few breaths were like Irish folk music. He told the people at the funeral that they were happy that you knew us and covered Olive's casket in petunias. And then he went home. He didn't feel quite right sleeping there alone. He was half of a hole, cracked in the soul. He sat there alive but his passion was dull. He missed Olive, and he was so sick without her, couldn't live without her. So he gave his final will to his neighbors, fell ill and died exactly 30 days later. The immigrants.